Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh, I can't curse.
Hello.
Oh, it's so weird to hear my.
So welcome back. Do you want to explain what song that
is
was?
Is this what I sound like?
Okay, Rock Hammer.
Is this what I sound like to listeners?
Oh my God.
This is freaking me out because I can't hear myself talking out of my mouth, but I can hear myself talking into my ears because I'm wearing the headphones now.
Okay, so.
Oh my God, this is weird. Is this what I sound like? Is this what I sound like when I talk to you?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's not what it sounds like in my head. When I'm talking.
Well, no, yeah, because I've learned that, like, your perception of your voice is very different from how other people hear you, because you, when you project your voice, it, like, vibrates up through your, like, head into your ears. So, like, the way to hear your voice is to, like, place your hands over, like, your cheeks so it just stops the vibrations. Oh, my God, stop.
So, this is what I sound like if I was doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, so our discussion topic is caffeine.
Yeah.
And our relationship with caffeine.
Oh, God.
So, do you want to
start us off? So, my relationship with caffeine is really, really toxic. And it's becoming more toxic. I would say I'm a very anxious person in general. So, I think if you combine that with caffeine, it's just really bad. But I've become addicted to it.
Yeah.
Because it keeps me awake. It's like the first thing I want to do in the morning is have some coffee.
And it's fun. And you go boom, boom.
Yeah,
you know?
I go boom, boom. Go boom, boom. Very big boom,
go
boom.
Go big, big boom, boom.
But it's, yeah, it makes my anxiety much, much worse, but also hypes me up for the day. So it's like, which one do I prioritize?
Yeah, also I feel like I literally will fall asleep in my afternoon class if I don't have it, which is so bad because on the days that I don't have my 2:45 to 4 class, I nap. So that conditions me to be sleepy during that time. But like, how am I not supposed to nap?
I know. I didn't have coffee this morning and it was so, so hard to staying focused in class.
Also, I feel like I use it as a crutch sometimes for workouts because I'm like, oh, it's Friday. I'm going to go get a cold brew because I need to be energized for my workout. But then I did it on Tuesday and I wanted to like die. It was so bad. I was like way too jittery for the workout. And then I think I was dehydrated too.
Yeah, I think there's like a right amount of caffeine that you can have.
Yeah. So weird. I can hear every like mouth thing. It's like, sorry guys.
Oh, also I have really, really bad acid reflux and coffee is super, super bad for your stomach, like in that sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wake up and I like the first thing that I'll drink is coffee, but my stomach physically can't handle it. So like I'm like forcing myself to drink coffee when my body's like, no.
My grandpa has GERD.
My dad is GERD.
You're going to get GERD.
No, I definitely have GERD.
You definitely have GERD. Guys, GERD is something with acid reflux.
Can we
reflux.
Just normalize GERD?
Can we? Normalize GERD. You know how in the office there was like the raising awareness for rabies fun run 5K for fitness for rabies? We could have one for GERD. It could be called the annual 5K race for GERD awareness in Eastern Northern Pennsylvania.
Run to raise awareness for GERD because I think a lot more people have GERD.
I think we should normalize GERD. It's like how TikTok's normalizing colostomy bags. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Well, maybe, yes.
Okay, anyway, so next up we have some Alex G and also one of my favorite songs of all time.
My favorite song of
also,
all time.
Also, yeah, beautiful song.
Well, we both knew it.
Well, we both knew it.
But we both mutually shared it.
We both mutually shared it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
We'll talk about it after and what it means to us. Mm-hmm. And then we also have one more song that Henry showed to me that I really enjoy. Anyway, thanks for listening. Keep listening or you're a weenie and I'm going to come for you.
Don't be a weenie.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Dog and when we danced around, I let her know.
asleep.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god. They're awake.
Almost fell asleep.
Almost fell asleep. So, should we whisper this segment?
So, the second to last song that played. It's called, sorry, I had to do it. It's called Tell Uno by Barry. I don't remember how I first heard about it, but I've known it for a while.
Me
and
too.
It just, it makes me feel like a specific way. It's like one of me and Roxanne's favorite songs.
And I feel like I share that song with people when I like feel very connected to them because it's so good.
And during quarantine, fun fact, Roxanne painted me the album cover for that song. So it's hanging up in my room at home. I'm surprised I didn't bring it to school with me.
Like, I know.
It's very like,
yeah.
I really need to do that.
I've only painted that for two people. You and Henry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so Henry has the same one that I do?
Yeah.
Shut up. Henry!
You guys have that connection.
So I'm not special is what I'm hearing.
Here's the thing. You're both special.
That's actually really interesting because like you are asking me like what album I wanted and I said that one.
Yeah.
So it's like out of all the ones, it's not like you like intentionally made me, like it's not like you were I'm going to paint her this album.
No, you
it was like
this
I
one.
Asked for it.
And then for Christmas, I sent Henry that song or maybe I put it on the first playlist I made for him and then I painted it for him for Christmas. Mm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Henry, wait, that's really cute.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Love that song. Another person that I feel like Alex G, I listened to a lot over quarantine. I listened to a lot of Barry and I listened to a lot of Crumb. And those bands were like pretty representative. Oh, wait, I have to burp. I'm going to turn my mic off.
Oh, God, that's really gross. Oh, my God. That was a really loud one.
I could hear it in your mic.
I probably heard it. Let us know if you heard that.
Guys, tune in. Did you hear my burp through
Anna's
mic? Yeah. Did you hear it? Honestly, I'm only talking because it's so weird to hear my voice in the headphones.
I know, it's really interesting. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm yawning.
So, next up, we have another good song and then another good song.
We got a lot of good songs.
Another good song. Actually, one of these songs is French. It's like, I got really into like soft French coffee house music.
I like that.
And one of the second song that I'm going to play, it's called, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's called Vérité. Yeah.
Vérité.
But anyway, it's really good.
Would it be like Vérité?
Vérité.
Vérité. Why do we sound like really
French? Why do we sound literally so Parisian? Vérité.
Okay. So now we have Vérité.
Now we have... Okay, guys.
Le fou.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't... I'm bad with languages.
Enjoy these songs. If you have any questions, let me know. Take care of yourself. Go pee.
Any comments, concerns, questions.
I love you.
Love you. Bye. Oh my God.
encore jamais dévoilé. Je l'ai vu à la télé. Si je mens, je vais en enfer. Faut t'avouer et ta moitié pardonner. Et on en reparlera si tu dis la vérité. Et j'ai pas le temps me laisser envahir par tous les faux sourires. Et j'ai pas le temps me laisser envahir par tous les faux sourires. Et j'ai tout quitté.
And we're back.
We're back.
So, that song, American Eyes, was the last one I played by Promises Unlimited. And they have another really good song called Days of Lavender that maybe I'll play on next week's show if you're lucky. So, we were inspired by a listener to talk about, well, first it was, we should talk about what planet we are, but then Anna said, well, why don't you say
I'm like, really, I don't like know planets.
You don't know any of them?
Well, I know the gist of it and how it goes. I don't know the order. I know Pluto is like not a planet anymore. And it's like really far. And then I don't even know what planet we're. Oh my God, I sound really stupid. I don't
know what planet we're.
No, I don't know like what's next to us. Like what's closest to the sun?
Mars? No. Mars is closer to the sun than we are. Venus? Mercury.
I literally could not tell you.
Okay, women in STEM.
So I don't know what the characteristics of each planet are, so I don't know like if I can say what planet you are. But then we start talking about astronomy.
Yeah, astrology, not astronomy. Astronomy is the stars.
I'm proving my point.
You are.
I don't know anything.
So here's the thing about horoscopes. I don't know how I feel about them.
Okay, talk about that more.
Because, okay, so everyone's like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a Capricorn. And they're like, oh, yeah. But like, I looked up what a Capricorn is, and they're like, rational and like cold, and I'm like not super cold, like I'm pretty emotional.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, they're like, are you on the cusp of anything? And I'm on the cusp of Sagittarius, and I guess like when I looked up what a Sagittarius is, I identify with that. But then you see things and they're like, you really care about people if you're a Sagittarius. Do you not care about people if you're one of the other ones?
Yeah, I agree. I also don't know how to feel. I think it's weird to be like, okay, you were born at this time and this day, like this is your personality.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense.
It's also interesting because I've met a lot of people and like doing research on their star signs and stuff, like it does relatively fit their personality. Like obviously there are some discrepancies, but like my friend knows a lot about horoscopes, and she was like explaining my friends to them just by me giving her like their big three, like your big three signs, and she got every single one of them.
Okay, that's really weird.
It's really creepy.
Because then, like, doesn't that suggest some like other really weird cosmic thing to think that you were born at a certain time and that actually describes your personality? Like, that's something much bigger than just like describes your personality.
I know. I have no idea how the science works. All I know is that
I don't think it is science, is it?
I think maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But okay, so I'm a Taurus, and then I think I'm an Aries rising and like a Cancer moon or something like that.
My co-star.
But like when I say Taurus, like people are like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I've done research on like
Taurus.
I've done research on it, and it's like it does make sense. Like I'm very loyal. I wouldn't say that I'm a materialistic person, but I do have a lot of things.
And you do like things.
I do keep things, and I'm not like obsessed with having money, which is another thing. It's like they're very like materialistic, like money people, but they're very loyal friends, and they're very stubborn, and I am that.
Yeah. And Amelia is saying there's research behind it, which I definitely agree with. I think it's like, I don't know. I think there's like some accuracies.
Yeah.
And then I also like looking at like compatibility.
Oh my God.
I think that's, like articles, yeah. Says Amelia.
There's this one
monkey emoji.
Time passages. And I can see my compatibility with other people based on their star signs. And it's really kind of creepy.
Are we compatible?
Wait, I'm actually looking right now. Roxanne, where are you? Compare charts. No. Keep talking.
But yeah, well, I'm on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Okay, so time passages gives us info about like overall score, long-term career support, home and family, communication, money, and romantic attraction. And it's like on a scale of like 1 to 10, of like 10 being like the most compatible. Overall score is 8.
Well, that's pretty good.
Long-term, our score is 9. Money is 10.
For what does that mean? Like we both like money, but I don't know.
We'll both be good. Maybe like together we'd be good at money.
Oh yeah, because Capricorns are like driven. Motivated.
Oh, I'm very, yeah.
But same, I'm not that motivated.
Home and family is a 5.
Fudge.
So looks like we're not having a looks home like and family.
We can't have a home or family.
Romantic attraction, 9.
That's pretty good.
Henry, watch out.
Okay.
Okay. Career support, 7.
I don't know what that means.
Communication, 8.
That's good.
Yeah.
But it always says, like, when I read about my star sign, it says that I'm not good at communicating, and I feel like I'm quite communicative.
Something about Roxanne is they're literally so communicative about literally everything. Like they need to talk about it. Like they will communicate everything that they're feeling. So it's like that's like one of your best qualities.
Why wouldn't you? It just saves a lot of time.
It's harder said than done.
Okay. Well, for me, it's hard not to. Like yeah. I just can't not. Okay.
I love that about you.
So we have a few more songs, and then we'll say bye-bye. And I think I can only play 2 of the songs because I do want to do a little talkie-walkie at the end before we sign off.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a rising Appalachia. Oh, I got a text, stop communicating, from a friend of mine. Stop communicating.
What does that mean,
Ileana? It means she doesn't want me to challenge her.
Oh, we need
her.
To stop. Oh, no, our communication. Oh, yeah, you need to stop communicating.
Me?
No, don't stop.
Okay, won't. Good. I wasn't going to anyways.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Anyway, so we have Rising Appalachia and Vampire Weekend and this other song that I found, but I think we can only play 2 of them. Okay. Love you. Kisses. Mwah. Talk with me, baby, come on and talk. Hit me, talk with me, baby, come on, yeah. Talk with me, talk with me. Down, down, down. Drop the bass. I'm so sorry, guys. We got out of hand.
We realized that we could talk while the song was playing.
Anyway, last song, and we won't do it at all.
We won't do it for this one, unless you like really want
us to.
No, we won't.
Okay, bye. Tough choice, don't make me laugh. My life's a joke, your life's a gas. You broke my heart at midnight mass. Now I'm the ghost of Christmas past. The only choice you gave to me is one I took reluctantly. 'Cause when we bled democracy, you always take immunity. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? How long do we sink and it's only you and me? How long? You wear the same old dirty jeans. What's the point of being seen? Those eyes are cruel, those eyes are mean. What's the point of human beings? A sharpie face on tangerines. Why has it felt like Halloween since Christmas 2017?
Registration's here with me. Neither of us has the key. We can live down in the flats. The hills will fall eventually. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? How long? it's only you and me. How long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long,
Okay, guys, so that was How Long by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
I really like Vampire Weekend.
Yeah. I only know a couple of their songs. Like Obvious Bicycle, Hannah Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely
Horchata. Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot. I'm feeling super tie-dye. I think after this, I'm going to get a coffee because if I go to sleep before my workout, I will have a bad workout.
Yeah.
Do you know what I realized?
What?
Sometimes when I wake up, I don't pee until like 1 p.m.
Oh my god, same. I never like wake up in the morning, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pee.
I do very occasionally, but sometimes I literally don't do it
until like my body a while. Just like doesn't force myself. I think it's also because I'm chronically dehydrated.
Yeah, I think I have that too because I am 20 years old and I already have forehead wrinkles. Fun fact about
me. Okay, but that does not have to do with dehydration, does it?
My skin is dehydrated. I know that because Ileana's sister is a skin guru and has given me a lot of recommendations and
she was
this, like
your skin is dehydrated.
Yeah, she was like, what do you have these symptoms, and like my skin is has like fine lines, so basically I'm gonna look like I'm 70 when I'm 22 is what I'm saying.
No, you're gonna look great,
and we're gonna try and have a really self-care weekend this weekend.
I think
if anyone has any suggestions, I'm getting coffee at Mojo, Ileana, if you want to come with me. Ileana asked where I'm getting coffee. So,
yeah, self-care. I think this weekend for everyone, not just us, everyone should just focus on themselves and really just like do things that you enjoy. Like,
yes.
Don't force yourself to do things that you don't enjoy.
And surround yourself with people that love you and who you love
and you feel safe with.
We love you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And
we
love all of you.
We're always here for you. I don't even know who's listening, and it's like, we're always here for you.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for having me, Roxanne.
Yeah,
it's very
you.
Spontaneous. Uh-huh. I really love you.
I really love you.
I was about to say I really like you.
Oh, I really love you.
I really love you.
And I really love my listeners, and thanks for letting me do this because it's super fun and good for my mind.
Yeah.
And have a great day, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Signing off with a kiss, as usual. Mwah. Bye.